Hello, it's Philippa here. I'm going to take you through a practice called Kaya Kriya. Kaya means body. It's the Sanskrit word for body. And Kriya is cleansing. So Kaya Kriya is a whole body cleansing practice. And it's useful for releasing mental and physical tension, bringing even pain release sometimes from the body. But it allows balance, so it allows the energy flow within the body to move easily, more easily through the body. It's a very simple process. It does take a little bit of alertness, of working or keeping the brain working. And it's done in three parts, and then we bring all of them together. So I'll talk you through each one, and then we'll bring them all together into the full Kriya. Now, the movements are done as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And it's a slow, steady breathing rhythm. The count is suggested to be six. But if you can't breathe into a count of six, then adjust it to a more comfortable count. And as you do this practice more often, hopefully your breathing rhythm will develop and deepen a little. So it's done in Shavasana, lying on the back. So getting ready to do that, come into Shavasana, lie down in a comfortable position. If you need cushioning under the head, then use a cushion under the head. If the back needs support, rather than have the legs bent, roll up a blanket and place it under the knees, or use a bolster if you have a bolster. Try and have the legs as straight as possible, because the movement for the legs comes from the hip area. So check that you are comfortable. If you need to make any adjustments to the clothing, then allow yourself to do that. And then for the first stage, we'll work with the legs. So let the legs be approximately a foot and a half apart. And then become aware of the breath. And to a count of six, as you inhale, allow the legs to roll inwards as if the toes are going to come together. And as you exhale, allow the legs to roll outwards as far as possible, but without lifting them, without bringing tightness into the buttocks. So inhaling, the legs roll inwards, and exhaling, the legs roll outwards. And doing this 6 to 9 times. Keeping the legs completely straight during the movements. Both the inhalation and the exhalation are slow, steady count of six, or one that's more suitable to you. Inhaling, the legs roll inwards, and exhaling, the legs roll outwards. And when you've completed and you breathe in the next time, let the legs come back to stillness. And then bring the legs together. Now moving up into the arms. So allow the arms to move away from the sides of the body. The palms are down. And again, using the same count, as you inhale, let the arms roll outwards. And as you exhale, let the arms roll inwards. So inhaling, the arms roll outwards. and exhaling, they roll inwards back to the starting position. And repeating again 6 to 9 times. So as you work, keep the elbows straight. Let the rotation happen from the shoulders. And allow the wrists to roll over the floor. So inhaling, the arms roll outwards. And exhaling, they roll inwards. There's no sweeping of the arms, they're just rolling. Rolling to the back of the wrist, rolling back to the palms. And as you complete this last one and inhale again, allow the arms to come back down by the sides of the body. And then bring the awareness up into the neck and the head. And the third part is moving the head. So again, working with the count of 6 and repeating this 6 to 9 times again. As you inhale, roll the head to the right side, and as you exhale, rolling it to the left side. So inhaling to the right and exhaling to the left. Feel the rolling movement around the back of the head, keeping the chin lightly tucked in. There's no lifting of the head. Just moving as far as the neck will allow you. Completely alert and aware of the breath with the movement. So as you complete this exhalation, as you breathe in, let the head come back to the center point, aware of the whole body, any sensations. And then we'll work with the full Kaya Kriya. So bringing all those three movements together. So as you inhale the next time, again, working with the count of 6. Allow the feet, the legs to move inwards, the arms outwards, and the head to the right. As you exhale, allow the legs to roll outwards, the arms inwards, and the head to the left. So inhaling, the legs roll inwards, the arms outwards, the head to the right. And exhaling, let the legs roll outwards, the arms inwards, and the head to the left. And continuing like this for 4 more times. Freeing all tension from the whole body. So inhaling, the legs roll inwards, arms outwards, head to the right. Exhaling, legs roll outwards, arms inwards, and head to the left. you may want to continue until you feel completely relaxed. You may want to continue until you feel there's a desire to simply be motionless. And when that happens, be motionless, be still. Watch that stillness, that quietness. As you watch the stillness, notice the movement of the breath, the natural rhythm of it. And then purposely deepen the breath, deepen the inhalation, and sigh away the exhalation. Doing that a couple of times, until you feel that you're ready to move the whole body once more to come back to sitting and to continue with your day. Hari Om Tat Sat. That's the end of the practice. I hope you enjoy it. Take care. Thank you.